causes me to choose heavenly in place of earthly, December 6th. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. In heaven, neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and thieves do not break through nor steal. Then let your property go beforehand to heaven. Lay up your treasure beside the throne of God. Make sure your title to the unsearchable riches of Christ. Christ calls upon everyone to consider. Make an honest reckoning. Put into one scale Jesus, which means eternal treasure, life, truth, heaven, and the joy of Christ in souls redeemed. Put into the other every attraction the world can offer. Into one scale put the loss of your own soul, and the souls of those whom you might have been instrumental in saving, into the other, for yourself and for them, a life that measures with the life of God. Weigh for time and for eternity. While you are thus engaged, Christ speaks, "What shall it profit a man, if he shall gain the whole world, and lose his own soul?" God desires us to choose the heavenly in place of the earthly. He opens before us the possibilities of a heavenly investment. He would give encouragement to our loftiest aims, security to our choicest treasure. He declares, "I will make a man more precious than fine gold, even a man than the golden wedge of Ophir." When the riches that moth devours and rust corrupt shall be swept away, Christ's followers can rejoice in their heavenly treasure, the riches that are imperishable.